From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
This is Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Jose Cuervo brand of tequila was founded back in 1795, and today it is the best-selling tequila in the world. Well, the family that controls Jose Cuervo, the direct descendants of the namesake founder, the Beckman family, will they bring the company public? Let's find out more from Ben Bain. He is our Latin America reporter for Bloomberg News. Ben, thanks very much for being with us. Tell us about this potential initial public offering. Who is behind it? What would it do to benefit the company? And when is it expected, if ever?
Sure. Yeah, thanks so much. It's not the first time that we've heard rumblings about a Cuervo IPO, but it seems as though things are more advanced than previously. We're hearing we could see this IPO as soon as the third quarter of this year. At least that's what we understand the company's targeting. And it could be worth up to $1 billion. So it would be pretty significant, especially in Mexico, where we've had a pretty dead IPO market. We just had one IPO this year. It was much smaller. So this would be a pretty big deal here in Mexico. The company is still said to be deciding what to do with the money they could raise. It could be used for things like we've heard paying down debt or potentially even more of an acquisitive move. But the company is said to still kind of be considering that. And basically it's a little bit wait and see. Since we first reported this in March, though, we understand things are more advanced. The company has hired banks, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and locally Santander. And also GBM to work on the deal.
So Ben, of course, the tequila market, the industry has gotten so big, right? There's a lot of tequila makers
sure.
now. It's a very popular spirit. What does this mean for tequila broadly in the Mexican economy if they're going to have what could be a $1 billion IPO?
Yeah, I mean, you're completely right. I mean, tequila is such a big deal globally. It's kind of a growing drink of choice, for people around the world. And in Mexico, the Beckman family has been trying to really kind of build on that momentum. Bloomberg reported recently that the Beckman family is planning to transform the town around Tequila, Mexico. Which is where a lot of the tequila is basically made, to kind of turn it into almost a Napa Valley-like destination, for tourists. So certainly raising money, $1 billion, would go a long way potentially in terms of expanding tequila further. Jose Cuervo is certainly not the only game in town either in the growing tequila market. So it would give them more firepower to continue to lead the way.
Ben Bain, terrific report. Terrific story. He's our emerging markets LATAM reporter, Latin American for Bloomberg News, joining us from Mexico City.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.